Okay, and if it were me and somebody else, you'd say, watch out, somebody's going to run
money
into
to there.
Mine and somebody else.
Mr. Jim's and Mr. John's.
Okay, but suppose that I'm here and somebody else, and it's ours, and you want to say, oh, go out there quick, somebody's going to
run into
it.
Your car.
Okay. Would you say that if it were two or three of mine and
Yours car.
Okay. And if you're asking somebody, there'd been a big party, a big get-together, and you want to know who, how many people were there, or name the people, you might say, well...
Yeah, John was there, Jim was there.
Okay, but if you're asking, if you didn't go and you want somebody to tell you, you might say, blank had been there, or... You know, you want somebody to tell you about the people.
Who had been there?
How's that?
Who had been there?
Okay. And
who all was there?
Okay. If you're asking about several people, you say who all.
Who all.
Okay. And when you're asking, maybe somebody went somewhere to hear a speech, and you're interested in what the speaker said, so you might say, blank, did he say?
What did he say?
Okay, and if you wanted to know, just tell everything you could about it, you might say, what?
What all did he say?
Okay. If there are some children and their parents don't take much care of them, you might say, well, nobody else will look out for them. They've got to look out
for themselves.
Okay, and if there's something that somebody needs to do, but nobody else will do it for him, you might say, well, he just better do it
himself.
And there's two kinds of bread. Let's say there may be the homemade kind and the kind that you buy at the store. What would you call that you buy at the store?
Bread.
Mm-hmm.
Self-rise.
Okay. To distinguish from homemade bread.
That would be light bread.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And if you went to the store to buy two what of flour?
Self-rising and plain.
Okay. And how would you ask for it if you didn't want, you know, but two, what amounts would you ask for? Give me two or give me five?
Pounds, 3 pounds.
Okay. And what do you, use to make the bread that's not baking powder or soda? It comes in a little package and it's dry and makes it rise.
Soda.
Okay.
Baking powder.
Okay, and another thing that's not not soda or baking powder, and it makes it rise.
Oh, yeast.
Okay, and if you cook eggs in hot water, how are they fixed? What do you call them when you put them in hot water and they cook
you,
them?
You boil them or do you poach them?
Okay. And what's the difference in those?
A poach. Poach one and a boil one?
Uh-huh.
Well, the poach one is, it's broke out of the shell and put in the water, and the boil one is put in there just like it is, in the shell.
Okay. And that's, those are their balls.
Yes,
what?
Ma'am. Ball eggs.
Okay. And what do you call that kind of pork that's pretty much fat that's used to cook vegetables with?
That's fat back, he called it.
Okay. And the kind of meat that you buy in the grocery store and it's sliced very thin, you cook with eggs.
Breakfast bacon.
And what do you call the outside of the bacon that you cut off?
That's
that tough part.
That's the, I believe you call that the belly part of it.
Okay. And if you had home cured meat, you know, were hanging out in the smokehouse or somewhere and you brought in a piece of it, you'd have to trim off the skin part.
That's what they call that, the belly part.
Okay.